Misha says in Daflam and Amphanam, the person says, Kanim Shani Nana Lizar Avram, and I can have enough from Zar Avram, Asr be Yisrael, can't get Hana from any Yisraelim, or Mutab Abdi Kuchavim, you could get Hana from all of the Kuchavim, because all of the Kuchavim are not called Zar Avram, they're not Miyuchas to Avram. In fact, the Gemara Vika Yishmal, what about Yishmal? Yishmal was the Zar of Avram. So the Gemara says, no, Ki be Yitzchak, you call the Hazara, the Pasuk is Mimayt Yishmal from being called Zar Avram, only Yitzchak is called the Zar Avram, and not Yishmal, and therefore, even though Yishmal was physically born from Avram, but that's not called Zer Avram. In fact, the Gemara Vayikra Esav, what about Esav? Esav was Lamaisa Zer Avram, and he's not nismayed from this pasuk of Kibi Yitzchak, because he came from Yitzchak as well. So why is Esav not considered Zer Avram? So in that, the Gemara says, we have Nachad Rasha. It says, Bi Yitzchak, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yichar L'Chazar, Bi Yitzchak V'Lakol Yitzchak. Only part of Yitzchak will be considered Zer Avram, not all of Yitzchak, and that is Mimayed Esav, that Esav is also not considered Zer Avram, so therefore both Esav and Yishmal are Mimut from being Zer Avram. Now, the problem is, if you look in the Rambam, in the way he paskins this Gemara, Lachara, he says something very interesting, which is connected to the Gemara. The Rambam in Perek Tas, Halacha Chaf Aleph, Hilchos Nedarim, he says like this, Nadar Mizar Avram, Mutar B'vnei Yishmal, B'vnei Esav, Ve'inu Aser Elo B'Yisrael, he's only Aser B'Yisrael, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki B'Yitzchak, Yikar Lecha Zara, Ve'ari Yitzchak, Amr Le'yakav, Yitin Lecha, Esbechas Avram. Zok the Rambam, why are you mutter bezer Esav? Because the pasuk says ki b'Yitzchak yikar lecha zara, and we find the Yitzchak told Yaakov v'itan lecha brichas Avram. I'm going to give over the brichas Avram to you. This is referring to the psukim at the end of this week's parsha. Parsha told us that it says that Avram, that Yitzchak told Yaakov, I'm going to give my father's bracha, the bracha of Avram, to you and not to Esav. So from there we see that Esav is not considered the zera of Avram. So it's a very nice drasha that I'm saying, but it's not the drasha of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that drasha of Itin Lechaz Brechaz Avram. The Gemara says a drasha of Bi Yitzchak V'Lakol Yitzchak. So how can the Rambam say a different drasha than the Gemara? So the Brisker Rav brings down a pshat b'shem his father Reb Chaim. This is brought down in Reb David Salvechik Sefer LaTorah b'shem his father b'shem Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim was masba like this. He said that really the Rambam is working together with the Gemara. About the Rambam is masking to the drasha Bi Yitzchak V'Lakol Yitzchak, but all that drasha says is that part of the Zera of Yitzchak will be Miyuchas Tavram, and not all of it. But which one is it? Which Zera will be Miyuchas Tavram? That the Gemara doesn't say. Is it going to be Yaakov or is it going to be Esav? We just know it will be one of them, but which one is it? So, and that's like the Rambam, that's where you need to be mashlamit with this pasuk of Yitin Chas Brichas Avram. At that point, it was Nisbar that the one who's going to be the Bei Yitzchak, local Yitzchak, is Yaakov and not Esav. So, in other words, up until that pasuk in this week's parasha, and parasha told us of Yitin Chas Brichas Avram, it was Tali V'Aymed. Maybe Esav was going to be the one who's going to be Zer Avram and not Yaakov. But after the brachas, when Yaakov got the brachas, at that point Yitzchak decided that Yaakov will be the one who'll be Mamshech the Zer Avram, and he's Medayek from the Rambam. It's because of he was the one who was Eved Hashem properly, so he was chosen over Esav. So when he said this pasuk Berchas Avram, that's when Yaakov was chosen over Esav, and that is how we know that the Bei Yitzchak, well, Kol Yitzchak, is referring to Yaakov and not referring to Esav. So that's the Iker Teretz that Reb Chaim said to Miyashim of the Rambam. Now, based upon that, the Brisker Rav said that you can be Masber a Peldek of Pasuk, a Pasuk that Lachar is Tzarech Bir in Parshas Toldos. So you have this Pasuk over there in the end of Parshas Toldos. The Pasuk says like this. It says, this is in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Hey. It says, V'yishlech Yitzchak es Yaakov, V'yelech Padan Aram, Lavan b'msul ha'arami, Achi Rivka, Eim Yaakov Esam. So he sent him to Lavan b'msul ha'arami, who was the brother Rivka, who was the aim of Yaakov Esam. So the Pasuk just throws in over here that Rivka, by the way, is the mother of Yaakov and Esam. So the question is, what is this pasuk teaching us? Why do we need to know that Rivka was the mother of Yaakov and Esav? We know that. What is this pasuk being mechadish? And Rashi asks this kasha. Rashi says, "Ein Yaakov Esav, ein Yedem Amlam Denu." I don't know what it's teaching us. Rashi's bothered. There's no chiddush over here in this pasuk of the pasuk telling us that Rivka was Ein Yaakov Esav. It's something that we already know. So the Brisker Rav says, beautiful pshat to answer this kasha of Rashi based on the svar from Reb Chaim. So he says like this. He says Reb Chaim was miyased that really there we have Bei Yitzchak was mafkia Yishmal from being Zer Avram. And the Bei Yitzchak was Mafkia, that one of either Yaakov or Esav is also not part of Zer Avram. We don't know which one. And then the Beit Lechaz Bechaz Avram is Megala, that the one who is Bechal Zer Avram is Yaakov and not Esav. So that's Megala, that the Bei Yitzchak, will call Yitzchak, is saying that who is the Zer Avram? Only part of Yitzchak is Zer Avram, and that's referring to Yaakov and not Esav. So we see from here that Yaakov is Zer Avram and not Esav. But he says still we could still be Mesupik. What is the din of Esav klapa Yitzchak? Is Esav considered the Zer of Yitzchak or not? Right, we don't find a beferishim miyat that Esav is not Zer Yitzchak. So Enechanami is nismat from being Zer Avram, but maybe he is considered Zer Yitzchak. Or do we say that no, once you're memayed him, once the pasuk is megala that Esav is not bechlal zer Avram, because he's not the b'yetzchak v'lo kol yetzchak, so who then he's nismayed from being the zer of yetzchak as well. I mean, we could say not. Maybe it's only a mit from being zer Avram, but itaki is considered zer yetzchak. What we the nafkamina, if a person says he's being neider from zara shel yetzchak, is he mutter in Esav or not? If the mit is going on zara shel yetzchak as well, if it's a giloy that is not part of zara shel yetzchak, he'll be mutter. But if it's only a mit on zer Avram, Hotaki be muta in the Zer of Yitzchak. So as I clear the Biskarov, and the Biskarov brings a beautiful raya from the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Archaim Tovkov Tzad Yalf Siv Zayin. It says like this. It says, it's talking about the Nusach that we say in Davening Rosh Hashanah. We say, Vakedes Yitzchak Hayyim Lizaroi Tizkar. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Kachi Anuscha Mefrisemis. The common girsa is that we say, Akedes Yitzchak Hayyim Lizaroi Tizkar. Bezok to Shulchan Aruch, Vamedaktik Loimar Lizer Yaakov Tizkar. If somebody is medaktik to say, Akedas Yitzchak Hayoyim Lezer Yaakov Tizkar, Mishanam Advesh Dom Chacham, Bebrachas, Vein El Atayah, and this is a Tais. In other words, it seems to be Machlegos, what's the proper Gersa? Should you say Akedas Yitzchak Hayoyim Lezer Oy Tizkar, or Lezer Yaakov Tizkar? So there are those who said, you should say Lezer Yaakov. If you say Lezer Oy, we don't know which one, is it Yaakov, is it Esav, and therefore be more medactic and say Lezer Yaakov. But the Shulchan Aruch says that that is a mistake, you don't have to say that. You could just say Akedas Yitzchak Hayoyim Lezer Oy Tizkar, and that alone is enough. And there's no problem with that. So Shaila's, why not? How do you know when you say Lezarai? How do you know that it means Yaakov and not Esav? Maybe including Esav as well. So it's like the Biskarab. It's Mavur from here that once you say Zara Shel Yitzchak, that already is Mamait Esav. It could only mean Yaakov, because when we have the Gilui of Eitan Lechaz Bechaz Avram, Be Yitzchak, we'll call Yitzchak, that Esav is smart from being Zara Avram, who then the Tzachal not that he's not Zara Shel Yitzchak either, and therefore there's no need to say Lezara Yaakov Tizkar. You just need to say because Esav is already mufkar from being Zara Shel Yitzchak. Okay, so that's all right to that Shiloh. But still, Zakhtar Biskov, we could still clear another Shiloh. What would happen if a person said, I'm neither Hana from Zara Shel Rivka? So what's the din? Is Esav going to be Nechlon that or not? So we know that Esav is not Zara Shel Avram. He's not Zara Shel Yitzchak, but maybe he still would be Zara Shel Rivka because we don't find a Befer Shemir on that. Or maybe we say once he's in smite from being Zara Avram and Yitzchak, that's a Gilad, he's not Zara Shel Rivka either. So on that, Zakhtar Biskarov, that's good for what this Pasuk is coming to teach us over here. The Pasuk is saying that Achi Rivka, Eim Yaakov Esav, that Rivka is Eim Yaakov Esav. Even at this point, even after Esav was nismite from being from Zar Shel Yitzchak, which is what happened over here at this point. He's nismite from being Zar Shel Avram. He's nismite from being Zar Shel Yitzchak. But he still is Zar Shel Rivka, because Rivka is called the aim of Yaakov Esav. She still has a din of a name, Lagabi Yaakov Esav, and therefore, being Nafkamina, Lagabi that din. If one is Naidim, Zar Shel Rivka, Hitaka would be, he would be Aser and Zar Shel Esav, because Esav is considered the Zar of Rivka. So it'll be that. The Zakhtar Biskarov, that could be a beer in this Pasuk, and it turns to the Kasha of Rashi. So this is the Yisrael of the Biskarov up here, Reb Chaim, that this is the Makim, these Pesukim, the Ender Parshas told us, is the beer of the Beitzik Kal Chazara, that it's Bedavki Yaakov and not Esav, and that's how he learns the whole Parsha over there. That's why at that point he told him not to go to Besul, not to take other women. That was all a result of the beer of the Bracha, that it was only given to Yaakov and not Esav, and Mela Esav was Nismayit from being Zer Shel Avram and Zer Shel Yitzchak.